Ngibonge mbamisa ngesilungu bathi the worst is yet to come. Isoni sime sikusona njengamanje eMzantsi Afrika. Masibheke izibalo, kukhona izibalo zikhuphuka ngendlela emangazayo. Okusho ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi abantu abathestwa iningi labo kuvele sobala ukuthi cha igcwale likhona kati noma ungameli nethimba lakhe lisebenza kwi-corona layo belishilo vele ukuthi cha i-lockdown yayikhandelwe nje ukuthi ezimelane nempilo ake ngithi umkhandi wezempilo uzilungiselele ukuthi abantu uma begula bathole indawo ezikulungele okufana nemibhede ezibhedlela ne-equipment engabe idingakala. Kungakho ngithi mina okwamanje lapha e-South Africa empeleni izinga elabantu abaphathwa abatholakala banegciwane le-corona kutho ukuthi selithanda ukukhuphuka kakhulu kanti nelani lalabo abashonayo.
AbeZimbabwe abaningi bayaqhubeka belokhu befuna ukuthi babiselwe ekhaya. Sikhuluma nje sizwa kuthiwa bakhona abanye abafikileyo izolo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani njengoba yona i-lockdown isiphela kodwa abantu belokhu befuna ukuthi baye ekhaya. Kungakuhamba njani?
Isizathu esenza ukuthi abantu abaningi abeZimbabwe batholakale belokhu befuna ukuphuma lapha eSouth Africa besiye ekhaya ngathi mhlawumbe zimbili. Esokuqala ukuthi balambile laba bantu nethuba lokuthi bathole mhlawumbe indlela yokuphila alilihlanga ngoba iningi labo lisebenza emsebenzini yokuzenzela lokho esikubiza nge-informal sector okusho ukuthi abanawo amathuba okuba semsebenzini kanti futhi iningi labo kalizange lithole nemali lezo bezikhokhwa nguhulumeni ezikhokhelwa labo abangasebenziyo kumbe ezikhokhelwa laba akade besebenza okubizwa nge-UIF. Abazange bafinyele ukuba kuthole lokho ngoba uhulumeni ulokhu edonsa iy'nyawo ekunikezeni abantu bangaphandle leyo mali. Kanti-ke futhi okwesibili sizwile ungqongqoshe owezokusebenza uThula Sinxese sezwa kanye nabanye abathile bekhuluma kakhulu malungana ngabantu bokuza ukuthi uhulumeni kanti sizwe futhi nongqongqoshe wezezimali enyangeni edlule bekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bokuza abantu bangaphandle kufanele ukuthi izinga nenani labo abasebenzayo emankampanini la eSouth Africa lehliswe. Siyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abaseZimbabwe basebenza kuma-restaurants. Sizwile-ke ukuthi uhulumeni ukudlulisa ngonqumosho wezimali bazobheka kakhulu kuma-restaurants ukuthi inani labantu abasebenza lapho ababuya ngaphandle lingakanani ukuze lehliswe. Kungakho kungeke kusimangalise ukuthola ukuthi abaningi sebevele babona ukuthi cha amathuba abo ngathi ahamba shabalala ukuthi baphinde bathole ukusebenza la ekhaya. Kungakho sebevele bebaleka kanti ngeke sibasole futhi laba bantu ngoba uma sikhumbula cishe ngombandula ngonyaka ophelile kusiya kumpumpu abantu bokuza abaningi baye bahlaselwa lapha eSouth Africa behlaselwa emisebenzini nasezindaweni ezithile ukuthi bahambe kanti njalo futhi ihlebeza nenkulumo ezihambisana nalokho seziqalile okuhamba ezibhebhethekiswa yilokho okwenziwa nguhulumeni. So abantu abaningi bayahamba nje ukuzilungiselela ukuthi babalekele lokhu abacabanga sokungavele kwenzeke nje mangesikhathi kuvalwa le nto ye-lockdown kuthiwa iyaphela.
Iningi lalabo abavela khona ngapho eSouth Africa nxa lifika eZimbabwe litholakala lilegcikwane leli le-coronavirus. Kungakutshengisani lokho?
Iningi labantu ababuya la eSouth Africa ngempela litholakala ukuthi linomkhuhlane kumbe selinegciwane leli le-COVID-19. Lokhu kungenxa yokuthi abantu basuke sebefike ekuthini bayotestwa ngoba nakho uma bephuma amabhoda befika kwamanye amazwe kunomthetho wokuthi abantu kufanele bakwarantayine batheste. Kanti babehleli bengathestwanga akekho ozokwazi ukuthi bayagula. Lokhu kusikhomba ukuthi abantu abaningi abahleli lapha eMzantsi Afrika abahlezi ezindlini zabo banalo leli gciwane kodwa kabakaze bayotesta kuphela. Okungasikhomba ukuthi okungaba luphawu nje lokuthi isimo sibi iningi labantu linalo leli gciwane le-COVID ngaphandle kokuthi abakathestwa.